You're just one episode away from sleeping with the lights on. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
We're about to take a look at newly released video. This is video of Stefan Stearns, the boyfriend of Jen Soto, the stepdaddish type figure of Madeline Soto. This is the interrogation prior to his arrest. We are going to see him be arrested in this video as well. We've heard audio of some of these interviews, but we've not seen this or heard this before. Take a look. This is the moment Stefan Stearns realizes the jig is up.
Stefan. How you doing, sir? That's okay. Didn't mean to wake you up. I'm going to introduce myself. My name's Mark. I work for the Kissimmee Police Department.
Nice to meet you, Mark.
This is Corporal Ilgen.
Brandon.
Hello. I understand you've been here for a little bit. So just to give you a little bit of background, the reason we are here now is because Jennifer and yourself reside in the city of Kissimmee. So initially they thought, you know, dropped off at school and it would be an Orange County case. It seems like since she lives in Kissimmee, that's the reason we're going to do the case.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me just grab some things here real quick. All right. I know that you were brought up here by detectives, right? Detectives drove you?
Okay.
And that was earlier today.
I have no idea how long ago that was.
It was sometime today.
Sometime today.
Correct. So being that you're here, we're here, you were taken here by detectives, I just need to get this out of the way just so we can talk about how we're or where she may be, okay? All right. Have you ever been in trouble ever in your life?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had your rights read to you at any point in your life?
I must have.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm going to do them again just to get it out of the way, and then we can talk about school and stuff like that, okay? All right. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. You have the right to talk to a lawyer and have him present with you while you're being questioned. If you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will be appointed to represent you before any questioning. Do you understand these rights? Okay, perfect. All right. So before we start talking, one last thing. Can you just raise your right hand? Do you swear and affirm that the statement you're about to give is the truth, nothing but the truth, to the best of your knowledge, so help you God?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. All right. Let's talk about your we just talked to Jennifer a little bit. So where'd you meet her?
Work.
Where was that at?
We worked for a home building company. It's no longer in business, but we were both in the call center area.
Oh, okay. So like selling homes or?
Yeah.
Lived in Kissimmee with him, because I know Jennifer said she's lived in Kissimmee for years.
Yeah, off and on for years myself.
Okay. Any family that lives in Kissimmee?
No.
Okay. So on and off, how long do you think you've lived in Kissimmee?
This stretch, 2 or 3 years.
Okay. Jennifer kind of mentioned that Fresno, and then you move back to wherever your parents live. And where is that at?
Oh, it's in Northport. It's down by Sarasota.
Okay, so on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. So you had a birthday recently. She had a birthday party Sunday?
Sunday, yeah.
Okay. So did you come to the party?
No. I was not. I was on my way up at that point.
Okay. So the party ends. Did you pick them up from the party?
Someone must have dropped her off.
Okay.
She was there when I got there. Jen asked me to make sure that shower and did her bedtime routines, which she did. She was already on top of it, so nothing to do there.
Okay. What time do you think you got back in Kissimmee?
What time I got into Kissimmee?
Yeah.
Maybe 8 o'clock, 8:30-ish, something like that.
And I apologize if you've answered these questions before. It's just, like I said, we're coming into the game late. So I may ask you things that you've already answered probably 3 or 4 times.
I apologize as well. My memory is not super reliable on time frames. I've been medicated for the better part of a week.
Okay, that's fine. What do you take medicine for?
Anxiety mostly. I've been having some money troubles lately. Anxious over that, so.
Okay, well, hopefully your money troubles get better.
I've been medicated on Ativan since probably Saturday.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so when you got back, when you got to Kissimmee and you got to the apartment, what happened, Link?
Made some dinner. Made some ramen. Don't know how I made my ramen. Then we started watching Sister Act, but it was time for her to start getting ready. Basically, just as we were starting Sister Act.
Okay.
And that was just about bedtime.
What time is bedtime?
Usually 10:30, 11-ish, something like that. It's a spectrum, not a set time.
Mm-hmm. Then, so, who's going through the bedtime routine? Because I know Jennifer says she has somewhat of a little routine, too, that she does. Is it her? Are you talking about?
Jennifer's routine is, you know, taking her meds, eating some food so that she can have the proper calories for the meds. And then she's got about an hour to do whatever she needs to do because she needs to fall asleep at that point.
Okay, gotcha.
Her bedtime routine is taking her bedtime meds, brushing her hair. She should have showered that night. She goes to bed as well, usually with some bombs or something on in the background. Burgers.
Got it. What are the sleeping arrangements?
She sleeps in her
bed. Okay. Did she sleep in her bed Sunday night?
No. I was just back. I had been away for a couple months. We in the same bed together, so. Get some serious sleep, so she said no to that and suggested that the guest room upstairs had a big enough bed, so some snuggle cuddle time that would suffice and Jen would get to sleep in peace.
Okay. So you say snuggle time, what does that mean?
I like to be alone. She is extremely dependent. She does not like to be alone at all. She needs human presence around her, basically.
Gotcha.
We've been trying to wean her off of that, but it's been difficult.
Mm-hmm. What
I think he's on his way down too to help.
Gotcha, okay.
Last I heard.
Alright, so Jennifer says, well, so snuggle time with you to help her go to sleep. Is that right?
Just bedtime, yeah.
Bedtime, okay. Did you stay in the room the entire night?
Not the entire night. I'm usually up and down sometimes. So I might go grab a drink or something. Or I'm up and down sometimes.
Gotcha. But you stayed, you didn't at any point go. Okay. All right. So night goes on, morning time comes around, and the school. Walk me through that a little bit.
Excuse me. Morning routine. She usually starts waking up. We set about three alarms. First one goes off and we let her keep snoozing.
Do you remember what time her alarm goes off?
Not really. Maybe 7:30-ish. I'm not sure. Alarm goes off. We let her snooze about three times while we start getting ourselves ready. And after the third snooze, it's time for her to get up for real and start getting ready. Typically, she will have showered the night before, so she needs to brush her hair, brush her teeth, get her book bag together, eat some breakfast if she's going to eat there. To make our way out the door.
Okay. So walk me through, like, you go, you leave, you take her to school in your car?
Yeah.
Okay. And what kind of car do you have?
It's a Lincoln. It's actually my parents' car, because my car is down south. It needs maintenance, and we're scared to drive it too much. So I'm driving a Lincoln right now. Got out early. The plan was to get some McDonald's on the way. So we got out nice and early.
Do you remember what time you left, roughly?
Not 100%.
Okay.
I'm sorry. My memory has not been super reliable.
No, that's fine.
But it was early. Maybe 7:30, 7:45, something like that. I'm not sure. I'm honestly not certain.
That's fine. The plan was Jennifer awake when you guys left?
Semi-awake. I was giving her updates as we were going along. Getting ready. She's getting dressed. We're leaving now. Goodbye. But she was sleeping in, so I was just giving her little updates and poking my head in as we went. But we leave the house, we start making our way to the school. Most of the time, we make our way over towards her school area. I ask her if she's still in the mood for McDonald's. She says no, she doesn't want it anymore. Okay. Continued on. It was still pretty early though, I think. We still had some time to kill. It wasn't really time to drop her off yet. I had apparently forgotten my clicker key fob for the gate. So I ended up actually turning around at some point and going back to the community to get the clicker. I had to use my parking sticker to get in for the guy to scan. I had some errands to run afterwards, and then I wanted to have my fob. But we still had plenty of time, as far as I knew. So we did that, grabbed the clicker, left again. And that's when we drove over to her school area, and I dropped her off where I dropped her off.
Okay. Do you remember where you dropped her off?
Yeah, it was the stretch of road. I forget the street name. It was the stretch of road that the school is on. Make a right onto it. It goes down a little ways. There's some communities over here, and then up further there's a church, and then there's the overpass and the school on the other side of the overpass right there. I dropped her off on that stretch where the communities are.
Was she by herself when you dropped her, or was her friends there?
Yeah, she was by herself. She said she was going to go find her friends and hang out, wait for them to show up.
Okay.
It was still early.
Where did you go after that? Like, did you see her walk towards the...
I saw her making her way towards the direction of the school, but she was, like, kind of shuffle steps. She was meandering her way there. She was rummaging through her backpack for something. I assumed she was looking for headphones, maybe. But as it turns out, she did leave her phone at home that day, so she might have actually been looking for a phone.
Gotcha, okay. What was she wearing when she left, or when you dropped her off?
Green hoodie, black shorts, black or blue, black shorts, white Crocs.
White Crocs, okay. All right, so she's walking towards the school. Do you continue straight when you leave, or do you turn around?
I turned around and went back the other way. I was watching her in my rearview mirror. And she was going the right direction, so it looked okay.
And then where did you go after that?
The next stop I wanted to go to was the vape shop. It opened at 10, so I had a little while, so I just kind of meandered around and eventually made my way over there to wait for it to open. It didn't open when it was supposed to, so I left and came home, and then went back about an hour later when I was sure it would have to be open at that point. Got what I needed there, and made my way back to home again, relaxed, and hung out with Jen for a while. It seemed like any other morning.
When you got back home after school, was Jennifer home at that time?
I think she was on her way home. I think that she had had a blood appointment, and we were both kind of going to arrive very shortly with some time with each other.
Okay. So when you got home, when both of you got home, what? Walk me through the rest of the day.
Just hung out, chit-chatted, it's not much to recollect.
But you stayed at home pretty much all day, or no?
Pretty much until maybe noonish or 1 o'clock. I had a few errands to run, but I wanted to be back in time first to go. So I just ran out, ran up and down 192. I ended up getting a flat at some point, which made me late to get.
Where'd you get a flat at?
Somewhere along 192.
192 is a big road.
It is, and honestly, it all looks the same to me. So I've been asked, do you remember what plaza you were next to, what color? And I'm like, I'm ADD as it is, and I was in a medicated fog for the better part of a week. I'm lucky I remember what color I'm wearing right now.
Do you remember what errands you were running?
Yeah, I wanted to go check out some game shops.
Where were these game shops?
There's Coliseum of Comics. There's House Rule Games nearby. A lot of the Targets and Walmarts carry the game I was looking forward to. We just had a new release on Friday. So even though I don't have much in the way of money right now, I still wanted to look and see what the situation is.
It's always nice to window shop.
It is. And I'm a cereal consumer. So I was just driving around up and down 192, sort of just aimlessly, honestly. Just killing time till it was time to go back.
Alright, so when you got home, did you and Jennifer leave from school?
So I got home, it was 10 minutes later than Jen had wanted to leave. By 10 minutes, I called her and said, hey, where are you? I'm so sorry, I got a flat. She already left. She had been gone for 10 minutes. It didn't make sense for her to come back and get me. She likes to be the first in line when the kids start coming out.
Okay, then I wasn't at school. So what happened? Did Jennifer call you after that or what?
I was already on the phone with her while she was waiting. We were just chit-chatting. We do that. We just keep each other company even if we're not physically together, you know. And that's when we started asking questions, you know. Did she go somewhere else? Did she know that you were going to come pick her up? Did she possibly go to her mom's office, which has kind of been what she's been doing for the past, working a new schedule. So we started making all the calls. No one had seen her yet. So that's when we started getting a lot more concerned and panicked. She drove around a little more, looking for her, looking along the walking paths, and didn't see anything. Went to her not there, waited around, not there, went back to the school, not there. At that point, the whole family started rallying up and going to meet us. And I think that it was around that.
Going back to school, how was she like on the car ride there?
She calmed down, sleeping. Sleeping along the way, she does that.
How often have you?
Not often, honestly. This might have been my third or fourth morning school run. I normally don't want to do
it. And on the other occasions, has she had you drop her off in around the same location, or how does that?
She has this image thing. I guess it's, she only likes to be seen getting out of certain cars in front of the school. Comfortable, but mine's, I guess, kind of a hoopty, and she's a Harrison.
A Lincoln?
nice looking Sentra. Oh, okay. So, yeah, it's not the first time she's asked me to drop her off a little ways down so she could walk up and, you know, look cool.
So you say she was conked out in, on the way there. Mm-hmm. You said you took her to school, or you're on her way to school, you needed to turn around to get your clicker.
Correct.
Was she sleeping then, too?
She was, yeah.
Okay.
It had been an early morning, so I figured it'd be fine to let her sleep in the car ride.
Okay. When you got back to the apartment complex, or did you go in the front gate, or because I know there's the front entrance and then the back entrance?
When I came back after forgetting my phone.
Yeah. So which way did you leave?
I would have had to go in the front.
Okay.
And the guy scanned it. And I got in, got my fob, and left. I don't remember if I left out the front or the back.
Did you stop anywhere else in? No.
Not that I recall, no.
Okay. Did you take any trash out from the apartment?
The night before, I think I did. Sure, I took the trash out at some point, but I don't remember if it was the night before or it was the morning of. Yeah, sometimes we get trash bags piling up by the door. I have to see them.
Is there like a common trash place, or like is there take the trash to?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that where you took the trash out?
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't remember if that was Sunday night or Monday morning?
It could have been Sunday night. I don't recall. I'm sorry, I was in fog.
Well, so,
supposedly they got video of her walking walked it past the church or waiting at the church for a while and then leaving.
How's your relationship with her?
Great. I'm one of her favorite people in the world.
How old are you?
I'm 37. About to be 38.
You seem like a genuinely nice person.
You try to be.
Jennifer talks very highly of you. Yeah. So the morning school. When you came back, get your clicker. Mm-hmm. What was your?
She wasn't saying anything. She was just asleep. She was just reclined in the chair, sleeping.
Okay, explain to me, like reclining backwards?
Just laying back in the chair. Mm-hmm. Like that, I guess.
All right, Stefan here. I'm too old to lie to people. Too old to beat around the bush. And we seem like we're having a generally good conversation right now. Okay. The only thing that I ask for from you is, and I will reciprocate, I want you to be honest with me as much as I'm being honest with you. Okay. There's cameras and all over the place, as you can imagine. Nowadays, cameras are everywhere, okay? So we see you coming in at the guard shack. Okay. We see you go by the dumpster. Okay.
I may have taken some trash with me then.
What was in the trash?
House trash.
House trash?
Yeah. So it must have been that morning then. We'll toss the trash bags on the back seat, and wherever we're going on our way out, we'll drop that on the way. I think I may have mentioned to her.
Was everything in trash bags?
I'm sorry?
Was everything in trash bags, or was there any items that were just tossed along with the bag?
I think it would have been in trash bags, or maybe some boxes too. Okay. Some birthday stuff, leftovers. I can't remember exactly what.
Okay, when you traveled for school, did she have her backpack with her?
Yes.
She did. Did she have her school computer with her?
Yes. Presumably, yes.
Presumably. Okay.
She should have.
Once again, this goes back with the whole honesty thing. There was things in that trash bag that got thrown away that probably shouldn't have been thrown away.
Okay. What?
We'll get that in a minute. But right now, our main focus is on finding. That is our number one focus right now. Okay. Do you have any idea where she may be?
No.
None whatsoever?
No.
Okay. All right. Do you know? Okay. And sounds like And something may have happened. Do you think anything? Anybody that lives in St. Cloud? Do you know where St. Cloud is?
St. Cloud, that's... That's north or south? Or?
East.
East.
East of Kissimmee.
Yeah. I haven't been out there too much. But yeah, I'm familiar with St. Cloud.
Okay, whereabouts in St. Cloud? Like, do you know what friends out there, or...?
I don't have any friends, really. I've driven out there a few times before, but mostly just when I'm meandering up and down 192.
Were you out there this week?
Yeah, I was out there sometime this week. Sometimes I drive, just drive and meander around and explore and drive till I don't know where I am and drive till I'm... know where I am again, and I don't know, just driving, just it's peaceful sometimes.
All right,
if I got time to kill, I'll just drive around.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're saying when you had her backpack. Presumably her school computer was in her backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And you described her wearing a green jacket, some kind of dark colored shorts, and white Crocs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I can confidently tell you she did not go to school with her backpack.
How's that?
Because we found it in the trash. So, Stefan, here's what I'm asking you and pleading with you is to dig down and do some soul searching. Okay. You understand? Family's pleading with you. I'm pleading with you because this is all that we need to find. And it's... As more time goes by, it's tough. I have kids, he's got kids. And this little girl's out there somewhere that we need to know where. And I really, really, really think you can help us. I mean, you want to get something off your chest. I don't know what it is, but I'm pleading with you.
I don't know. I don't.
What happened?
I dropped her off.
Mm-hmm. Where?
I dropped her off on the road to school. Mm-hmm. It was the last I saw her.
Okay. Sometime throughout the night on Sunday, did you guys have any interaction, conversations?
What, like fight?
No, I'm not saying fight. I'm just... Did you guys sit up and talk, or...?
We talked while I was making ramen. She was excited about her choir performance coming up. She was singing a little bit. I told her it was pretty. It reminded me of Sister Act. That's why I wanted to show her that movie. Just talking about a crush she had on the boy.
How'd that make you feel?
She knows she's not old enough to date, but I told her, crush on. Get your crush, that's healthy.
Do you think, has she had any boyfriends in the past?
Not per se, boyfriends as however they can be early on, but we decided that she was too young, needed to avoid that BS.
All right, being that she's too young, so she shouldn't be having sex with boys.
She's all the that stuff. None of it counts. It's real. I just told her she'd be better off waiting till high school.
Mm-hmm. Has she ever talked to you about boys?
A little bit sometimes. A little bit.
Has she ever, because I asked Jennifer the same thing, has she ever disclosed to you about being sexually active with boys?
No.
Do you know she's ever been sexually active with anybody in the past?
Not that I'm aware of. I heard there was some sort of incident when she was much younger where she did something with a phone or a camera but got scolded for it. She was very young. She didn't know. She got scolded for it, though. But that's vague. It's just remembering what someone said offhand. So.
All right. What happened to your hand?
Flat tire.
Oof.
I haven't changed a flat tire in about 10 years, so I made a rookie mistake and had my thumb too close to where the jack and the frame meet.
Mm-hmm.
And it slipped, and the frame came down on my thumb and pinned it between the jack, which I feel like I got off surprisingly light with that.
Ouch.
I yanked it free. You're not supposed to do that. It looks okay. It's got the worst of it. It's bruising under the nail.
Mm-hmm. What about the other scratches?
Courtesy of a janky tire iron and the road.
Did you bleed at all?
Yeah, this one had some blood and this one had some blood, but not much. It clotted fast.
Do you know what popped your tire at all?
No idea. Tire just started going floppy and then
pretty worn
way
out.
Way floppier and then just completely freaking separated. Thank God we had a spare and a jack. Janky as it was.
So typically when changing a tire and stuff, you tend to get brake dust and dirty and all that.
Yeah.
Did you happen to...
Positive that I breathed in some freaking brake dust or tire dust or something because I was coughing the rest of the afternoon.
What'd you end up doing to clean up or stop the bleeding and stuff?
Nothing, actually.
Just you didn't
went
get
home
dirty.
And washed my hands and... Was it?
Your clothes get all messed up and all, or?
Not bad. Surprisingly.
What were you wearing, by chance?
This. So I think I'm still wearing this. I'm still wearing the same clothes.
Oh, so you kept pretty clean?
Try to, I guess.
You weren't wearing a red shirt?
I was wearing a red shirt early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But I changed clothes later because that shirt was in a couple days old at that point. And the flat tire happened after that.
Did a flat tire happen before?
After.
After?
After. It was sometime afternoon between noon and like 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long it took me to fix it.
And you changed your shirt before or after going back to get the gate clicker?
I don't recall. Maybe after? I can't. I'm so sorry. I'm medicated. I've been medicated all week. My memory is just not as reliable as I would like it to be right now. I was in a fog and half asleep that morning as it was.
Or on her own when you took her to school?
Yes.
Thinking about?
Sorry, I'm spacing out here. Long day, no sleep.
Who else has access to your car? Are you the only one that drives it?
Well, my parents have access.
But here in Kissimmee?
Here in Kissimmee, I'm pretty much the only one with access to it.
So safe to say you'd be the only male driving that Lincoln?
Presumably, yes.
I want to get back a little bit to you saying she's not allowed to have boyfriends or anything like that.
She can have crushes. She likes them.
Mm. That's fine. Right. Have you and her ever exchanged, like, do you guys exchange text messages? How do you guys communicate?
FaceTime. She'll FaceTime me at night when I'm not around, before bedtime to say goodnight. I'll talk. Sometimes we don't even talk about anything. We just sit there doing our own thing and just with each other's faces on the phone, just spending time, you know.
What happened? So the deputies made a comment. So what happened to your phone?
I have no idea what happened to my phone. I was pushing off doing this update for a while and ended up trying to do it. I don't know what the hell. My head being in the state it was, I wasn't paying attention. I ended up somehow doing some sort of option that updated the OS, but it ended up like wiping my phone at the same time. Even just now, the phone that my dad gave me and set up for me, I literally just pulled it out of my pocket and the sucker was reinitializing again. So I don't know if it's just me and technology right now, or I'm just not paying attention, or...
Did that happen once to your phone, or how many times do you think you updated your phone?
I think I tried to update it twice, and I don't know what happened.
Okay, and from what I understand, that you gave the deputies consent to look through your phone. Mm-hmm. You did, okay. And you voluntarily gave it to them so they could bring it here to do the extraction and stuff like that. Okay. What do you think was on the phone?
Text messages.
Mm-hmm.
Emails. Phone stuff.
Pictures?
Oh, yeah. Pictures.
What kind of pictures were on there?
Training card pictures. Lightsaber pictures. Disney pictures.
Do you have a Google account?
Yeah.
Do you save pictures to your Google account?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Or is it automatically? I know sometimes phones sync to a cloud and...
Yeah, I think it backs up to Google.
Mm-hmm. And then sometimes when you reset your phone and your phone updates and puts these apps back on your phone, sometimes... they will put the images back on your phone?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Do you have any...
Oh, I assume so.
Do you have any pictures of you and...
Probably. I mean, we went to Disney, took selfies on the train. She got back from Puerto Rico and had her hair braided. We got pictures of that. Sorts of pictures, family events. I'm not as much of a shutter button. I take them every once in a while.
Any other pictures I can think of? Here's where I'm going to be brutally honest with you. Pretty sure you know what some of those pictures are about. You're a very intelligent person. And I don't want you to discredit yourself by saying you don't know about all the pictures that are on your phone. You understand what I'm saying? So do you want to add to the list of pictures?
Okay. I be talking with a lawyer right now?
I can't answer that question. My sole purpose right now is to see if I can find... And I'm really hoping you can help me.
Okay. Well, I'd like to try to help, but I feel like I should probably have a lawyer present at this point.
So you're wanting an attorney?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. That can happen. I want to let you know you're not free to leave. Okay. You're being detained, okay? Do you want to know what you're being detained for?
Yeah.
Capital sexual battery and possession of child pornography.
Okay.
So we're going to step out. If you need anything, please tap on this door. Okay? And there's going to be detectives outside that will be able to assist you.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you, Mr. Is it Stearns?
Yeah.
Stearns. Stearns. Stern. Stefan, so what's going to happen now is we have a warrant to collect a couple of items from you, okay? So basically, this young lady here, we're going to swab your cheek, you know, we're going to take some of your clothes, stuff like that, okay? So she is going to take some pictures of you as well, like your hands, and we're going to ask you to take your jacket off so we can get your arms and all that stuff too, okay?
So in the name of the state of Florida, right, any sworn Kissimmee Police Officer, Osceola County Sheriff's Deputy, Orange County Deputy, sworn investigator of the State Attorney's Office of the Ninth Judicial Circuit Court of Florida, Special Agent of Florida Department of Law Enforcement, FDLE, or any sworn police officer, Deputy Sheriff acting under a mutual aid or cooperation agreement with the Sheriff's Office of Osceola County. Whereas before me, the Honorable Judge, it's hard to read his handwriting, of the Ninth Judicial Circuit of Orange County, Osceola County, a sworn written application affidavit search warrant has been made on this date by Detective Moore of the Kissimmee Police Department, assigned to the Criminal Investigations Division. And whereas the facts made known in this application and search warrant, there may be cause to certify the and find probable cause to believe that certain evidence, to wit, DNA, genetic material, buccal swabs from you, Stephen Michael Stearns, blood, saliva, or epithelial cells to be collected from you, Michael Stearns, photographs and swabs of your penis, and clothing worn by you as of right now. All right, this is evidence. This is believed to be evidence of the felony crime that we've already talked about that took place in Florida, which is a violation of statute 794-0114B and 8270715A, prohibiting the crimes of sexual battery, possession of material depicting sexual performance of a child. Currently exists within Orange and Osceola County, and is presently believed to be under your control, Stephen Michael Stearns, and that the law relating to said offenses are possessed on you, who is more specifically desired below, and then it has your name and date of birth and social. So Stephen Michael Stearns is your first name, social is birth 4/25/1986, and you're a white male, black hair, brown eyes, 6'2". Now, therefore, the law enforcement officer named above, which such lawful assistance as may be necessary, are you are here commanded in daytime, nighttime, or on Sunday, as the agencies of the situation may require to enter and search the above listed person that we talked about earlier, with the taking of the DNA material, buccal cells, through a buccal swab, which will be done by the appropriate personnel, and will involve no unreasonable intrusion into or upon the body of you, Michael Stearns, for which the evidence is to be collected. The person and evidence requested is reasonably believed to be engaged in or connection with the said illegal activity we talked about earlier. For this evidence described in this warrant and in the same of any part thereof to be found, you are hereby authorized to seize, secure, collect, photograph, examine, analysis, and videotape said evidence in this search warrant. All right, after we're done, a proper inventory receipt will be given for any evidence or property seized, and a completed duplicate copy of this search warrant will be delivered to you in control of the property searched, or in the absence of any such, we will leave a copy. But you're here today, so we'll give you a copy of the search warrant. All right? And then it just states that we have to do the search warrant return within 10 days after executing the search warrant as of today. All right? This will be your copy here. So go ahead and stand up. She's going to go ahead and take some pictures of you.
You can stand just in front of the wall here. And if you could put your hands out like this and turn them over.
Do you want me to take off his watch?
Yes, that will work. And your hat also, please.
Thank you.
ahead and turn around, face the wall, put your hands behind your back, put them together like you're praying. There you go, just like that. Go ahead and spread your feet for me. Thank you. Touch the ground, please. What's this in this pocket here? Just your wallet?
Yeah.
Lift your foot, please.
Sorry.
You got it. We need to search these again before you take them to make sure that there's nothing else in there.
What do you want
to do? I just want to make sure that we search these again before she submits them. Is there anything else in these pants that we need to know about?
Do you want me to take them off? That's when we get underwear. Do you guys want that?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Yeah. Mark, can you get another brown paper bag from the drawer? What we're going to do when we take off the boxers is I'm going to take them off. He's going to stabilize you to make sure you don't fall. I don't want the boxers touching the floor at all, so I'm going to hold them up. You'll remove one leg at a time, just like you do your pants, okay? And then do you have a suit?
Okay.
We're just waiting on one more bag for your pants. We're trying to keep you exposed for as short a time as possible. Thank you. All right, ready? He's going to stabilize you. Go ahead, first leg out.
I'm going to take the belt out of here and put it in. Okay.
Okay, second leg out. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
things we're looking for, so we need to find the marks. Okay. Don't do anything squirrely, man. You will eat the carpet. Do you understand? Can you take a picture of that marker too, please? You got another one under? Okay. Well, I need a flashlight or a light or something, please. Where am I? Oh, I'm sorry. No, you're right there.
Can somebody else flash her? It was on this side, right here somewhere.
Okay.
See?
Okay. See it. Can you show me the freckle, please? You know what I'm talking about, Matt?
It's the one you took over there.
That was a freckle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Your
hands are for my if you, is it on this side, you think? Turn this way for me, please. Face me. Light on right here. Back the light up a little bit and put it like more towards the center. Right there. Flip. Okay, let's take a picture of this mark right here, please, if you can see that. Also be on the skin down here when it gets erect. It's like getting, you know what I mean? Any other marks? That like freckle thing right there?
I thought underneath.
Can we take it? Okay. Underneath where?
Do you have those pictures?
This one, which I believe is the one that she saw over here.
That's that one.
Okay. That's the dark one.
Yeah, you can't really see it too well with him not being
correct. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The one that we're trying to find is this down here.
Oh, gotcha.
So it might just be...
Let me see how much hair is... Can you zoom into that? Do we have a deputy out there with a real flashlight?
No.
No.
What do you think of this skin?
Yeah.
It could just be that they hear about things too.
Or it could have been he had an anchor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we have a
little. And then he has freckles on his leg.
Yeah, we can take the birthmark or whatever it is.
Can we take a picture of the other side?
You want to check the pictures before we put clothes on and make sure?
Okay, so we for sure got this one.
Yeah, the black freckle mark.
Yeah, we got that. The other one could be an inline hair. Can we take a picture? Well, we're not able to see it with it not being erect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was anything else that I did that saw.
Okay. Did we get whatever was under the Band-Aid that you wanted to see?
Did you guys take the Band-Aid off?
Mm-mm. I took it off.
Can we see? Let's take a,
let me get the swabs first. Yes.
Go ahead.
Since you're already in there.
Yeah. And
definitely the head of his penis too, please. Do you need where my hands are?
For a minute, let him take a, here, let me pull it out for you. Let him take a look at the photos, make sure we have everything so we don't have to make you do all this again.
Because you're digging into my joints here.
Which
trying
one?
To find it comfortable. I'm trying to get it to a comfortable position.
The right hand?
The left one's the most uncomfortable.
Okay, face the wall for me so I can see.
The right one, I just got it too bad.
This one's too tight?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Do me a favor, have a seat. Let me swap my gloves since I don't want to touch my collar while in these gloves.
Yeah.
I'll swap okay. them out and then I'll get you new ones.
Thank you.
I'll be with you in a second.
Okay.
Hold on, let me I just want to make sure that main line is, you know what I mean? The main line on the wrist is seen. All right, go ahead and move forward, spread feet, wide, wide, more as they go, just like that. Not that better?
Yeah.
Is that still okay?
Yeah,
that's
okay.
All right, have a seat. She's very smart, too, so let's get her opinion.
Yeah, we're going to. Yeah. Yeah. Gonna take a little bit of swabs of your hands, okay? So when she's ready, we'll have you stand up and just face the wall, then it's easier for her.
Let me just go ahead and stand up.
That's okay.
Yep, you can stand right now. Right thumb towards your palm. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, just so you know, your wallet's going to go to jail with you, and whatever change, you have some, like, loose change in your pocket, I just toss that in the wallet, too, okay? Are you done with this?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you need any more water?
More water would be great, thank you.
Out, but I'm gonna go slow because I don't want you to choke, okay? Good?
Anyway, these can be in front of me?
No, sir, we do not do that. Sorry about that. Okay. Just a little bit. Come on, stand up, face the wall for me, please. We're just going to swap out your cuffs. You're not going to go anywhere quite yet. So he's going to put on a pair of directly under these. Gonna hurt for a minute, but he's gonna take them off. Just bear with us. Fortunately, they're not made for comfort.
Thank you.
No, I'm just going to zip it up all the way. Can you send that for me, please? You can face me. I'm going to try to cover you as much as I can, okay?
Way to have my arms through the holes in the hand.
No,
cuffs.
Sorry.
Just getting really claustrophobic like this. I feel like I'm in a potato sack.
We can leave your chest exposed a little bit.
Just my arms being.
Yeah,
there, it's not going to change.
It's not a poor drug at all.
This is his copy. Yeah.
Last sip of water before you go?
Yes, please.
Yes, okay.
Please, thank you.
All of it?
We won't go on until the other time.
Thank you.
Would you like some more?
Go on.
Okay, head out there, just wait with her. She'll get you a little bit more water, and then I'm going to check this room, and we will get out of here.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.